Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the second hour of Global Transmission. I was a good boy yesterday. We took about, 15, 20 calls in the first hour. Today I say it's open phones. I take one call in the first hour, but we did have a guest on concerning the First Amendment. But a bunch of news this hour. Let's go straight to your calls, though, okay? Then we'll get into the UN and the economy and jobs and all the rest of it. Big, big second and third hour. We'll also get back into the passion, some of the latest outrages there. Robert in Michigan, thank you for holding patiently. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I was like to comment on your first issue with the jobs leaving our nation.
I
work up here at Electrolux up here in Greenville, Michigan, and we are a small town. And you know, Electrolux leaving is going to devastate this town. I mean, it's going to devastate our economy.
And see, in the past, it was a few things who go out of business. You just move somewhere else. But now, look, I don't care what they say about the economy. The real numbers show it's in deep trouble by design. But 3 years ago, there was traffic from 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning to late at night. Now the traffic isn't that bad. There's houses up for sale everywhere. They've shut down most of the semiconductor computer chip factories. Where I live, it's serious. And then they have this question on the cover of Time magazine, are too many jobs going abroad? Well, the answer is, of course. And Bush says, our main export now is jobs. That's what we make, is getting rid of our jobs. They're looting the economy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And John Kerry isn't going to save you. None of them are going to save you. It's part of a set agenda.
No, I mean, I think it's part of this NAFTA, which they say Clinton got in. Well, I say NAFTA was a Republican agenda while Clinton was president, and they said...
Actually, you had, Al Gore on there going after Ross Perot when it finally went through in 94, 93. And by the way, the reauthorization of NAFTA comes up this year, and Bush is going to authorize it. But look, understand, the parties are together on NAFTA and GATT. They're only fight over rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and finish up. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say we're going to have an FTAA rally up here in Greenville, and we would like to invite you to speak.
You know, I'd love to come, but I'm just so tied down doing radio interviews. I'm sorry I can't.
Okay. I was just going to, I was just wondering, how we can turn this thing around. I mean, the FTAA or the NAFTA, how are we able to turn this thing around? I mean,
well, in major polls, 75% of Americans were against expanding NAFTA and GATT and the free trade area of the Americas, and Republicans and Democrats all voted for it. Most of them voted for it, and the police came out with federal funding, Homeland Security money, and savagely attacked Associated Press writers and Miami Herald writers and judges. And they savagely beat the media monitors, people that were there videotaping the police. They would beat them half to death, take their cameras. This is the new America. This is what they're all about now.
Yeah, it's like the FTAA thing they had down in Florida. I was at our...
That was Florida where that happened. And then the neocons get on the air and go, look at them commies. They're against it when it's not a commie issue.
Yeah, I seen it on the videotape at our union meeting, and that just broke my heart. I see people getting beat up for people.
Yeah, they'd walk right up to an old woman and just slam her across the face with a billy club.
I've seen that. Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, hey, that's what America's about. It's about police knocking old women's teeth out, buddy. Don't you know the Chinese were good in Tiananmen Square? The Chinese government did what was needed for the homeland?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got it. Yeah, this is a new America where we knock old women's teeth out. You better start loving it or leaving it.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, the first 35 minutes of the two-hour video is what happened in Seattle. And the government hired 50 thugs, housed them, they were paid everything. A big tax-free foundation trained them down in Oregon, bussed them up to Seattle. The police were ordered not to apprehend them. They were to watch them break in businesses, set things on fire, throw beer bottles at police. Police were hospitalized. The cops are told to stand there for a day while the media videotaped that. Then the government thugs are withdrawn to their government housing, protected by police. And the police then would go into neighborhoods. I mean, we got video of them breaking old ladies' collarbones, savagely stomping young women, pulling cars over, pepper spraying young women, and not just the young women, and old women, you know, just savagely attacking. They then took that footage around the country and showed it to all the big police departments and issued the federally funded Darth Vader, you know, black helmets and body armor, the black Centurion Praetorian Guard outfits. And now you go to Miami, and the cops are so used to dealing drugs and running the prostitutes and are so criminal there that they would just come out without even having provocateurs and just savagely knock old women's teeth out, beat people half to death, target members of the media, even beat up judges who they didn't know were federal and state judges. I mean, it was savage. they would herd a group of old people, old retirees down an alley and then stand around them laughing and beat them half to death. I mean, this all came out, folks. And so that's your new America. So let's just be the conscience of the people, the loving New World Order Big Brother person who thinks that Tiananmen Square is good. You know, Waco is good. All of this is loving. When you turn on all the sitcoms and dramas and shows, and Torture's good, Secret Arrest is good, and the police are watching this. That's their little imaginary friends. They imprint, you know, off the Hollywood characters. That's admitted. And they go out, and they're going to play that out in the real world. And, of course, there won't be any real terrorists for them to torture, so it's going to be you that gets tortured. Your daughters, your sons. So we've entered the very serious point in all of this. Let's go ahead now and talk to Eric in Connecticut, up in Skull and Bones, Satanism land. Of course, it is Christian and conservative, so I'm actually devilish for being against it, but just like I'm liberal for being against gun control. But you're up there in devil worship country. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Alex. Here in neocon land.
Up there and born into the order of death in a coffin, Christian conservative, yes.
I'm very tempted to bullhorn them this summer.
You know, videotape it. I'll put it on TV. I'll put it on the website. I want to go up there and bullhorn them.
Okay, I mean, I'm very tempted this summer at some point, you know, especially just before the election, and have posters and props and all kinds of stuff. I'm sort of putting
well,
it together.
Well, they've got hired goons, police that'll show up and shut you down. But the point is, just get the video of you doing it. That's the point, and believe me, that'd be hot video. If I posted that, we'd probably get 5 million viewers of it on the website.
Hey, a request, Alex. After my call, would you play Neocon Star at some point?
Well, that you know, it's not really a joke anymore.
Oh, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, they're coming out with "You Gotta Breathalyze All Car Owners." They're, you know, I mean, all of this is really happening.
Oh yeah, well,
yeah. I'll tell you what. Why don't you? Can you cue up Neocon Star for me, Stephanie, please?
Oh, it's very instructive, Alex, if anything. That's, you know...
Popular Science, last issue, or was it Mechanics? I forget, I had it in here. The blimp's 30 times size, the Goodyear, in a subspace orbit, scanning our homes, looking through our walls. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, as we speak, I'm making a copy of 911, The Road to Tyranny. On my way into work, I'm going to drop it off at my cable station, and I'm going to sign papers to air it on Access TV, Access TV. And just one last thought, Alex, can you imagine a collaborative effort between Mel Gibson and Colonel Don de Grand Pre entitled something like Fahrenheit 911, chronicling the events of September 11th as they really happened?
Well, I know Gibson investigated doing that and then for some reason backed out, and not with de Grand Pre, but with de Grand Pre, but with somebody else, and didn't do it. Who knows? I mean, we do need to see a real production-grade film made about government-sponsored terror. And let me just say this. Maybe it's in the works. Can't say any more than that. Hey, thanks for the call. And you want it. Here it is, brought to you by General Motors. What your OnStar really does. Go ahead and hit it.
The following is an actual conversation between a NeoConStar operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With NeoConStar, help is just a satellite away.
NeoConStar, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not... Sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the NeoConStar observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrants, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the NeoConStar console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
Yeah, have a nice day. So there you have it. What's coming? And they're actually starting to come out with stuff like that. So that's what your OnStar listens to you, tracks you. In New Mexico, the laws passed the House to make everybody breathe into a breathalyzer to start your car. I mean, you know, this is what these control freaks are all about. We'll take your children if you don't take all the vaccines. Let's talk to Peter in Maryland. Peter, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Alex.
You bet.
That last clip that you played was kind of scary, but I think it won't be long before we'll be seeing stuff like that. Hey, I was able to, I was very happy to be able to see the Passion the other day.
Oh, good.
And I was very, very impressed with it. I thought it was very well presented. I enjoyed it immensely. It was very powerful and had a real serious message associated with it. Now, you know, I kind of think that if Mel Gibson is going to be boycotted by the studios, that the public at large ought to turn that around and support Mel Gibson and go see his movies and then boycott the studios.
Well, basically, I already do. I don't go to most of these movies anymore. I don't watch very much television. Yes, we should boycott the big studios. The studios that are boycotting Mel Gibson, perhaps I should read their names. We need to boycott them.
By all means, we should. We should make a concentrated effort to
do that. Well, I'm going to go see The Passion in a couple of weeks when the crowds aren't so big. I've already seen it, but I want to see it again. And everybody should go see it several times.
Hey, there's another thing I wanted to bring up. And that is the guest that you had, Don D. Grand Prix, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That was absolutely super. That was the best guest I think you've ever had. He had more information and such important information that it blows my mind. You know, he had mentioned that 70% of the top military don't like or don't approve of the civil government that exists in this country. And he not only said there may be, in all probability there will be a military coup in this country. And he says that this is going to happen relatively soon. You know, this is earth-shaking and mind-boggling information.
Well, I know he's put out really accurate info in the past, and to have him just calmly go, oh yeah, I'm friends with the pilot that shot down Flight 93, and just amazing. And we know they did shoot down Flight 93, but to just have all that evidence coming out.
You know, if this comes about, the economy will immediately go into shambles.
Well, that's another thing, is that it'd be very dangerous to have some type of military coup. That could immediately be taken over by another subgroup of globalists. I've talked about how the globalists are like shark teeth. And there's always another row rolling up behind the last group. It's evil. We've got to dismantle the size of the government and the mechanisms of control, because then it doesn't matter who's in control of the government. They won't have the power to micromanage our lives. That's what the Founding Fathers said. They said, if you've got a big government, you're going to have tyranny, because that's the nature of man.
Okay, well, it's not going to be done by the ballot box. You know, that's already fixed.
Well, federally, there is no election now. They have put in the electronic, publicly run by the CIA voting machines. They've been caught stealing elections coast to coast.
Yeah.
People have to come to terms with that. But 9 states are refusing to put the electronic systems in. Others are suing to have them removed. We still have to fight on that front and somehow convince these yuppies of the admitted fact that the CIA owns these voting machine companies, and it is a front. It's amazing. Good to hear from you, sir. Really good points, Peter. And, yeah, that Colonel Don DeGrand Prix interview, I've had requests to re-air that, but I can't make that a regular occurrence to re-air interviews. I just suggest that we'll post it at PrisonPlanet.com. My Prison Planet webmaster's been on semi-vacation this week, so we haven't been having a lot of audio or video posted, though the site's been updated daily. But next week we'll get that Colonel Don DeGrand Prix interview posted, and a bunch of other video clips and stuff. So keep refreshing that. I did have a lot of requests to re-air the Shrimpton interview. That's why I did that yesterday. That was pretty important. Okay, we'll come back and go to Paul and Bob and Russ and others. Wide open phones. It's Open Line Friday, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Let's go straight back to the calls on this Open Line Friday. Let's talk to Paul in Tennessee. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Earlier you were talking about jobs leaving the country. I've got a story here about a federal agency that's planning to lay off a bunch of workers in April, and they are subcontracting work to employees in India.
Yeah, and I've seen a bunch of different articles about that. That should be illegal. That is, if you're going to have a state or federal or a county bid. By the way, there are a lot of laws on this. It needs to go to American citizens or American companies, but now most of the corporations are global, and so it's being outsourced. And so we have welfare mothers calling about their welfare checks being answered by Indians in India. So the economy doesn't even get that. We don't even get government jobs now. I mean, it's really sick. Tell us about it.
The title of the article is TVA Work Sent to India Under Fire. It's under fire from U.S. Representative John Duncan, Jr. They claim they saved a lot of money, of course, 20-something to 70% by, you know, sending it out to India. It's on KnoxNews.com from the Knoxville News Sentinel.
But see, that's how the scam works. And for those that just joined us and don't understand this, let me just in a nutshell break it down, and then you can comment and give us your take on it. Again, it's like domesticating an animal. They trained us for the welfare, got us addicted, got us domesticated, under their control. They grew this giant government. Then under, quote, privatization, they give the government powers over to the corporations that paid off the government. Then they start taking the so-called welfare away, but the taxation and regulation stays there, and then all the taxes you pay go to the, quote, debt that was built up that goes to the private banks that now own the government. And so we hear, oh, the jobs are going overseas because it helps the government save money. This is all a scam, folks. They create money out of zeros and ones in a computer. They're doing all of this consolidation by design. And we've been saying this for decades. This was the globalist plan. We have the IMF's own documents from 2001 when Joseph Stiglitz resigned, their chief economist. We've had Greg Palestine. It says they want to blow out economies, they want to get control, they want to get us on welfare, they want to get our jobs, they want to create riots so they can then have martial law. I mean, this is an official IMF World Bank plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tennessee Valley Authority. These are technical jobs that these employees in India are working. It surprised me, you know, that a federal agency would be doing this, and it's surprising a lot of other people here in this area. It's amazing.
Well, they must be liberals, because anything Bush does is conservative. Gun control, open borders, biggest growth in government, signing on to UNESCO, campaign finance reform. If you're not for Bush, you're an Al-Qaeda member.
And he's very loving to the red Chinese.
So people are loving the neoconness? I mean, they certainly don't think the Democrats are going to save them, do they?
No, I'm going to vote for somebody, third party, independent, some way or other. It doesn't matter any other way.
Yeah, and again, you know, the top's the wrong place to focus. I mean, there should be some focus there, but it's at the county and city level. And I just want folks to know that, you know, Republicans, Democrats, they're all on the same team, and things aren't going to change until we start realizing that. It's the New World Order. It's not George Bush or Al Gore. It's the New World Order doing this. Good to hear from you. Email me that article at tips@infowars.com, Paul, and I'll post it on the website. Thank you. Bob, where are you calling us from?
I call from Idaho. Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I love you like a brother. You tell the truth right on. But I disagree with you on one point. But
okay.
First, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Passion. I went to see that on Wednesday. A very moving film. All Christians should go see that movie. It's incredible. It's causing quite a stir, as you're well aware, with the Gibson family, Hutton Gibson and Mel, of course. But particularly, they seem to be after Hutton, and because of his views on the Holocaust and these types of things.
Now, yeah, he never told me those views. I've asked him about that a year ago, and he said something different. So
he did.
Sure did. Yeah.
He's not backing down, is he?
No, I just told you about a year ago.
Uh huh. Well,
when I was first talking to Hutton, I said, you know, I've heard this. And, you know, Hutton Gibson says the Catholic Church is corrupt. Hutton Gibson thinks, and rightly so, that almost everything is infiltrated.
It is. I'm a traditional Catholic, like Hutton.
He doesn't like Hitler. You can ask him about that. He believes that Jews were killed. He thinks it's wrong that people get arrested if they say less than 6 million die. He doesn't think it was 6 million.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to talk to you.
So what do you disagree with? I mean,
well, not about that.
Okay.
I disagree with you about the issue of peak oil, and I've got some points to make on that. Your concept of peak oil, you know, you need to look at the facts about peak oil.
Oh, I have looked at the facts. We'll be right back and let you talk about it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to talk to Bob and Russ and Ron and Glenn and Howard. Then I'm going to have other folks hold because I'm going to go back into a big stack of important news. Before I go back to Bob about his peak oil comments, yeah, on the Hutton Gibson situation, I knew a couple years ago that Hutton Gibson had gotten my videos and had heard the radio show, and I knew that he was friends with Pastor Butch Paul. And then last year, Hutton Gibson and a bunch of his family, children and grandchildren, came to a showing of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And I'd talked to Hutton many times privately on the phone, and you know, what about this stuff in the New York Times where they say, you know, that you deny that Holocaust happened? And he said, oh, well, that's all out of context. Of course, Hitler's bad and killed a bunch of Jews and other people. I just don't think it's good that, you know, that they arrest people who say it was less than 6 million, because clearly there weren't, a million people killed who were just Jewish. Because millions fled to Israel and the U.S. and other areas. I mean, this is the winner of, you know, the big international, you know, Jeopardy. He won the big grand championship. And by that, I mean, he's a real stickler for numbers and facts. And, Well, you've heard him on the air before. When I say something that's a little bit off, he'll correct my numbers. And the guy's 85 years old. I mean, he's real smart. And, you know, he believes really that the Masons control the Catholic Church, Judaism, the Protestants. And at the higher levels, that is true. And so, you know, I had talked to him. I tried to find out if this was true, and he said, no, it wasn't. And then there's some interview, you know, services a few weeks ago where you can look at what he supposedly said, and you can clearly see where it was taken out of context. But again, it's just a way to go after Mel Gibson. So that's my comments on that. Hutton Gibson will tell you all day that Adolf Hitler was an evil occultist, a devil worshiper, just like Mel Gibson did. But he'll argue with you about numbers of people killed. I mean, it's real simple. Hutton Gibson thinks everything's corrupt because, well, frankly, most of is. Okay. Bob, you wanted to argue with me about peak oil. We're running out of oil. It's all over. What are we going to do? Go ahead.
Well, no, it's not that we're running out of oil. It's that it's harder and harder to extract out of the ground. I've studied this issue for about the last 3 months and really researched it on the Internet, the things I was able to find.
Mm-hmm.
To comment about Hutton Gibson and the Catholic Church, I'm a traditional Catholic like Hutton and like Mel. There's a wealth of information at seattlecatholic.com about the issue of traditional Catholicism.
Okay, but right now we were talking about peak oil.
I'll go back to that. Peak oil, from what I've been able to gather, well, look, we use what? 1 billion barrels of oil the world uses a day? I mean, there is a finite amount of oil. Now, you compared it to diamonds. That wasn't a good analogy to make.
I don't think it's 1 billion.
Yeah. Well, the figures that I read, it was.
Mm-hmm.
That is increasing at an escalating rate. The use is increasing. The supply is decreasing. There's a bell curve there, and that's what's called peak oil. Some analogies say we reached it 2 or 3 years ago, even, and we were at peak oil. Now, if you think about it...
Okay, sir, you say my diamond analogy wasn't good. I was using diamonds not as a commodity example or not, you know, comparing apples and oranges. I was using it as an example of elites, of cartels,
yes,
jacking up prices by artificially creating scarcity.
Yes, and that could very well be the case. But could it not be the case also, and wouldn't this justify what's happening with the invasion of Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, the whole Baltic region being taken over for the securing of resources? Russia knows it. China knows it. They both made extensive investments in Iraq to develop their oil infrastructure. So what I see it as, and it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks when I started really looking at it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trying to justify what they did, but it seems to be a justification for the seizure of resources to secure our energy future. Now, if that is the case, then you can clearly see that there is a problem with peak oil. Now, another thing that tells me that it's a real scenario and not perhaps a falsely created one is that no one's talking about it, Alex. No one's talking about it on the mainstream media. The only candidate that's even mentioned it was Dennis Kucinich. And he hasn't mentioned it again.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. I'm gonna try to comment on this and then move on. You say you've been studying peak oil for 3 months. I've been studying it for 5 years. I mean, I don't just sit up here and rant and rave for 3 hours a day. I spend hours every day researching. That's what I do. And I know about oil supplies in the United States. I know about oil supplies in Central Asia and the Middle East and in the Atlantic and Pacific and North Sea and Indian Ocean. There are just supermassive quantities of oil that have been discovered all over the globe. And this move into Iraq and Central Asia, this is about restricting the supply of oil because OPEC, which is a globalist-controlled cartel, by the way, they try to act like there's some friction there, more good cop, bad cop, has been losing control, and more oil has been being sold. Now that Iraq and other areas have been shut down, and they aren't shipping a lot of oil out of there, you see that we're paying $1.65 on average a gallon. I mean, we're right next door to the refineries here, and it's like $1.58 a gallon for, you know, 87 octane here in Austin. And so I'm not talking about, you know, 100 papers you read by leftists in environmental groups and UN bodies about peak oil and it's all over. I'm talking about just masses of crude oil that's been discovered. I mean, they have new finds every year, and then you'll read these false analysis pieces put out by the Russians and others, and it'll say, you know, oh, this is all the new oil that's been discovered. Then I'll go right over to a new document that shows even more oil discovered in one oil field than they're saying has been discovered in the last couple of years. So just lots of cooked books, lots of false numbers. This is all about control. I mean, why do you think they won't let us have the oil out of Alaska? Alaska is just covered with giant oil pockets of sweet crude. Did you know that? The stuff that you only have in the Western Hemisphere that they found in a few areas of Venezuela and Argentina. You know, now they find giant deposits of sweet and near sweet crude. Means it comes out of the ground partially refined, you know, very high value. They found a bunch of sweet crude in areas of Africa. I mean, they're finding oil all the time. It's just not true. You know, I see these articles about potash is only found at an ancient lake in Israel, and potash is what's used for fertilizer. And when it's gone, and we're all dead. I mean, that's just not true. It's not the only place you find potash. I mean, I'm tired of this. It's like people call me up and go, you know, what about this Nocera bill? Secretly, the government gave us all our rights back in 2001, and they've suppressed it, and everything's going to be all right. And well, there's a news article on the web about it, Alex. You know, look, the globalists can't hide anything that they've really done, and there's plenty of crimes and plenty of bizarreness to go around. But all this business of stuff that can't be proven, the same crowd that brought you global warming, the same crowd that, you know, brought you all these false reports, all these global fear-mongering stories that always take more global control to save us, it's the same MO over and over again. You want to talk about a real global crisis? Genetically engineered, race-specific bioweapons. Dick Cheney, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, the PNAC document in September of 2000, said, we need to legitimize the use of race-specific weapons. And they want to use them to kill certain races. That ought to scare you. They've got race-specific bioweapons, the British, the Israelis, the U.S. We've got a proliferation of weapons of mass destruction by the globalists to bring in World War III. You should be worried about that. The policy planners are really going ahead with plans for this. You should be concerned that Monsanto and others are going out and creating specially engineered, not just food crops, but now grasses and trees, and planting open air these plants so their pollen spreads, and suddenly trees and grasses aren't producing seeds and are just dying, and then Monsanto comes in with, oh, we've got an all-purpose grass you can plant. You know, I mean, they're actually killing the biosphere, taking over, patenting life, engaging in mass abomination against God's creation. The environmentalists don't care. They're too busy grabbing people's property, federally funded. I mean, these are the real things. You want to talk about real crisis. You know, Texas company Proteogene, a good example I use. 96 locations, open air, HIV corn, pharmacological corn with HIV in it. Planted in 96 locations, jumped into soybeans, jumped into granaries. No one knows where all it went. Yes, it grows live HIV in it. A bunch of different military bases and now private bases with these spider goats. We've had the CEO on from upstate New York, you know, splicing goats and spiders. New Jersey legalizing growing clones to birth, keeping them alive after birth with no rights, growing organs off of them, keeping babies alive in tanks. I mean, you know, that's real. But, you know, all the leftists and you know, that whole crowd doesn't want to talk about it. I'm telling you, truth stranger than fiction. Now. Again, all this talk about how there's not going to be any oil and we're going to have to lower our standard of living and you know, this new feudalism is coming. The UN has chartered all these reports about how there's no fresh water anymore, and we got to have controls over it. It's precious. There's no fresh water. There's no oil. There's not going to be any oil soon. There's not any forest. We've got to have incredible controls over all the land. The government's got to run it, and it's an emergency. This is neo-feudalism, and it's a stated plan. And I told you they'd say there was no oil and water 5-6 years ago. Now they're saying it, and you're not listening to me as usual. It's their own policies. It's their own plans. I don't have a crystal ball, people. I know what they're going to do because they've said what they're going to do. Oh, I don't mean to rant and rave. I want to go to your calls. And Bob, it's a good call. I'm not mad at you. I just get frustrated. Russ in Texas. Russ, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing? Today?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to go back to one of the things your guest was talking about, and that is, of course, I think one of the major crises we have is the fact that law enforcement has developed this us and them mentality. You know, when they pull somebody
over. We have the prosecutor. He was just retiring as prosecutor at the time, a successful lawyer, West Texas, seeing women having their goods thrown out on the side of the road, and the cops just drive off as their stuff blows around. He puts a sign up on his own ranch saying, say no to illegal searches, and so they come and, you know, sue him and take it down.
Well, I've always believed that you can catch more bees with honey than you can with vinegar, and I think if you have an opportunity to confront an officer when you're looked at as a citizen rather than a perpetrator, that you're probably better off and you may be able to get him to listen better. But if you do get pulled over or something and they want to search you, I have a little bitty card here that I keep in my wallet someone gave me, and it's called an assertion of rights. And
that may be, hey, hold on, that might be anti-government. That might be illegal.
It simply says, officer, please understand, I have the right to have an attorney present if you want to question me or conduct any search of my body or personal effects. I'm not giving my consent to any type of search. If I'm under arrest, I wish to invoke and exercise my Miranda rights. I want to speak with an attorney now. I do not want my personal property impounded, nor do I consent to any impoundment. I request the opportunity to secure my personal effects. If I am not under arrest, please tell me immediately so that I may leave.
You know, I have to tell you, I don't get rude with police. But, I just let them know, look, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't use your CIA drugs, okay? And I'm just driving down the road. If you're going to give me a ticket, go ahead and do it.
Well, Alex,
now, that's what I say to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care if they blow my head off and stomp in my guts.
Well, yeah, if it comes to that, that's what you have to do.
Because I don't care, because I'm not their slave. They're not my master. I'm not their slave. I just want them to know that. I'm a human being. I got as much value as they do. And how would they like being treated like this?
Well, a lot of them are pretty good guys. They're just ignorant.
Well, I know that. I understand that. But I guarantee you, they wouldn't like it if I pulled them over. I don't use their CIA drugs. I didn't ship the garbage in here. I haven't put 10 million kids on Ritalin and Prozac like their bosses have. I'm not putting mercury in the shots and brain-damaging children like their bosses are. Hey, let me tell you something. You know why I hate the CPS so much? Because Time Magazine admits they're 5 times more likely to abuse children than anybody else. So we got the child abusers running the running the hen house here. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the criminals. I'm tired of the people who are the number one perpetrators of crime telling me I'm bad. They're bad.
No doubt.
Go ahead.
I've had an opportunity to give quite a few of your videos to police officers, too. And I've kind of composed a short letter that I would give to them. Could I take just a moment?
Oh, sure. I'd like to hear about your terrorism.
Okay. It says, thank you for the opportunity to speak candidly with you. I understand that your responses may be somewhat guarded and skeptical because of the position that you hold. The major media outlets have been very effective at filtering out much of the truth and at spinning the news to create a desired outcome. They've also been effective at making anyone that would question authority out to be a radical or dangerous individual. It is imperative that we as citizens begin to exercise a degree of independent critical thinking and not be afraid to question authority.
I've never heard such Al-Qaeda talk.
Especially when we are not sure of the lawful validity of that which is in question. As parents, we have an obligation to see that our children are afforded the same opportunities and liberties that we've enjoyed. We cannot allow our children's freedom and future to be squandered away by an apathetic citizenry who is willing to blindly trust those with unaccountable decision-making power over our daily lives.
Yeah, in Lyon County, Kentucky, that got one of my listeners arrested, that exact type of letter.
I believe that nothing less than the survival of our free nation is at stake. Because you have taken a solemn oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I also challenge you to determine whether your daily duties and responsibilities ever call into question your ability to uphold that oath. Not intentionally, but simply because of the lack of importance placed on the Constitution during your training and subsequent time on the force. America was founded on the premise of a very small, limited, and accountable governmental system which maintained power in the hands of the citizenry. Our founders warned us repeatedly against creating an all-encompassing beast that would attempt to control so much of our lives. With this type of from-the-top-down centralization of power and control...
Unfortunately, we're out of time, and your cordless phone's breaking up really bad. You're on a cordless phone, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, that's a great letter, man. What response do you get from police with it?
Usually they take and read it. Their responses are guarded, but they appreciate it. I think they do. And I think
I'm honored to have somebody out there like you taking action. Good job. We'll be back.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, folks, we're back. I have been ranting a bit today. I just get angry by the things that are happening. And I do appreciate... the last caller who's out there waking people up and taking action. God bless you. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air.
Reverend Jones.
Yes.
I've had really good luck with your take. 9/11, Masters of Terror, Police State 3.
We getting a lot of calls about my videos today.
I've had really good luck with them. I stopped counting at about 200 copies. The only problem with them or with your books is they certainly aren't for the faint of heart. These are the impact when people see them for the first time, and all their illusions as to what's really going on are shattered. But after they recover, they start to come around eventually. I have Order Out of Chaos and Tex Mars' book, Circle of Intrigue, and then your book. I just ordered two more copies of Order Out of Chaos as gifts. It's all quite amazing. But
well, I really do appreciate your help. People like you make this show possible.
But anyway, Alex, a couple of things here. For one, I have been told recently by a former high-level banking executive that what we're seeing now with the immigration and job outsourcing was basically well-known in the banking circles and industry 20 years ago as because of the high union wages. It was predicted that this would come about, that we would outsource jobs and we would have more people coming in, which we have been seeing for a long time now.
Well, that's a scam. That's the excuse. Europe, you know, you get $25 an hour and you get a month of vacation
in
Germany, but they have tariffs on their trade. They protect their industry, whereas America has been looted by the globalists, and then German companies are able to buy up all our companies. NAFTA and GATT is a looting strategy, and the unions are only 11% of the jobs. That's a side issue.
Well, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, because whenever I hear these things, I look at Europe, and I see these compact, basically, countries that are mostly homogeneous and that have higher standards of living than we do, and where the population doesn't constantly grow and expand with immigrants, and they have a high standard of living, and they seem to be doing quite well, where in this country we keep bringing more and more and more people in.
Well, look, it's simple.
Standard of living.
It's simple. Bush just got rid of the minimum wage, and in theory, I don't believe in a minimum wage, but because I don't believe in government control. But we've already got so much regulation, so much government control, that to even survive, you've got to have that minimum wage. Now they get rid of the minimum wage. Now they get rid of overtime. They admit that so the illegals can drive it down to about $2 an hour, then they can live 15 to a house, and then none of us can raise a family. This is by design to get control of our lives. I've read the globalist policy reports. The government wants to hurt you. Go ahead.
Okay, I won't argue with your point there, because it seems to me this was orchestrated long ago to bust the union. But anyway, Alex, why don't we simply bring the troops home from Iraq, use them to invade Mexico, set up a pro-free trade government. We can combine Mexico and California, make Arnold president. That'll get him out of our hair. With a free trade Republican president down there, he'll sell anything that isn't nailed down. That'll bring in foreign investment, create jobs in Mexico. The illegals here will go home. We'll have cheap oil nearby. We can bring the oil here cheap. That'll improve our economy. The CIA can circumvent the Mexican army, buy their drugs direct from the producers. That will allow them to sell the drugs cheaper in this country, which will allow us to cut back on law enforcement and jail cells, because the dopers won't have to rob and steal as much.
But see, they don't want that. The globalists own the private prisons. They want the price high so the dopers break in your house. You understand how the cycle works? Thanks
for
calling.
I see where you're coming from, but see, we won't have a problem with terrorism. The Mexicans are agreeable. The troops can go to Tijuana.
Hey, good hearing from you, Ron. Third hour coming up, more calls, more news. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light.
The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.